Members, friends, and players, good afternoon and welcome to Springdale Golf Live. I'm Keith Stewart. Thank you for tuning in to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. There it is. Great job, Adrian, bringing us in with a little help from my friends, the Beatles, the men from Liverpool, the Fab Four. You know, it's just the perfect song of the week this week that we've chosen because we're down here at Pine Barrens Golf Club doing a live broadcast. So things are going to sound a little bit different this week, and it's about to get pretty rowdy in here because the golfers are out on the course. They're having a pro member today, and it's all in support of our great sponsors, the New Jersey Golf Foundation. And we appreciate you so much tuning in this afternoon to Springdale Golf Live to support them and to support all that we're trying to do. So with a little help from my friends at the New Jersey Golf Foundation and a couple of the friends that we're going to talk to today, up in the second segment, we're going to have a good friend of mine who works here at Pine Barrens. His name is Chris Harold. A little bit after that, we're going to have Andy Brock, former president of the New Jersey PGA, who played in the event today. And then we'll have our host professional in the last segment, Mr. Brian DeMarco. Really looking forward to talking to all these guys. Of course, if you want to tune in and listen to us, it's Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. That's 920thejersey.com. You can listen live. Just hit that listen live button there on the web. You can listen anywhere on your cell phone, in the car. You can certainly hit us up on the podcast after today's over. You can search for us for Springdale Golf Live on iTunes or Google Play. Social media, you know I love it, at KJPJ on Instagram and Twitter. Well, first segment's going to get going here, and we're going to talk a little golf. First things first, so where are we? We're down at Pine Barrens Golf Club, which is in Jackson's, New Jersey. It was created in 1999, and I want to say a special thanks to the Pine Barrens team that was fortunate enough to have us down here today. The director of operations is Mr. Rudy Verga. The general manager here is Barbara Isillo. Brian DeMarco, the head golf professional, we'll talk to him in a little bit. And the head golf course superintendent, when I drove in today, the place looked immaculate. So Kevin Reese, great job. Thanks to the whole Pine Barrens team for having us here. And, well, why are we here? Well, they have this event called the MGP Cup. So what is the MGP Cup? The MGP Cup is a pro-member event that they've had here since 2011. And in the first year, they raised $10,000 for the New Jersey Golf Foundation. Now, you know how much I love the New Jersey Golf Foundation. They're our premier sponsor here on Springdale Golf Live. And they're three pillars and all that they do for the good of golf. You know, they have special needs or special Olympics. They have a PGA Hope program. And then they also have their Golf in Schools program. And all of those programs need tremendous funding. And to have an event like this down here in the support of the Pine Barrens crew, it got started way back when in 2011 when Mike Yevchek was the head golf pro here. He took off with his Signs by the Sea small business, and then now we have Brian DeMarco here, and he's carried on the tradition, and I think they're both doing it with tremendous aplomb. Can't thank them enough, and all the sponsors that are here this year, the sponsors that have taken care of all the golfers and are contributing towards this fantastic event. I know I looked in the pro sponsor favor of the day was a Vineyard Vines vest, and Adrian, I don't know what size you are, but I'll bring you one back, bud, because it's looking pretty sweet. I'm going to have to grab one of these things for myself. I think it's pretty sharp. But they're out there right now having a good time. I'm getting word from the golf shop that they're on their last hole, so things are about to get a little loud in here, and they're about to get a little bit rowdy as the MGP Cup players come in. They were supposed to start at 10 a.m. this morning, and they went out a little later than that due to there was a slight frost delay, I'm told. But we're going to see all of them just in a little bit, and I'm sure that's going to be a lively crowd. It's that time of year where we like to have these types of events, and the MGP Cup is just something that's really super special and something that we're excited about being a part of down here with Springdale Golf Live and doing something really, really fun today. You know, it's one of those things where at this time of year in golf, we love when members get together and they get in support of continuing to grow the game. And the New Jersey Golf Foundation is an entity. And we're going to talk a little bit more about it later, especially with my good friend Andy Brock, who's on their board of directors, and he was on the board that helped create the New Jersey Golf Foundation many, many moons ago. But it's just so important to have institutions like this that are passing along programming to the kids, to those in the Special Olympics and special needs and ELS for Autism, and those that are veterans that have come back in the PGA Hope program. I mean, just such fantastic programs that they're running. And to have an event like this and have the membership at Pine Barrens get behind them and the staff here get behind them. And I know Brian is a big believer in all this. And I know when I called him up about 2 weeks ago and I said, Brian, I said, what do you think if we do a little live broadcast from the clubhouse there at Pine Barrens during the MGP Cup? And he said, well, you know, Keith, I think that's a pretty neat idea. He goes, let me check with the powers that be. Well, they, you know, Rudy and Barbara and everyone here couldn't have been more on board, and we can't thank them enough for having us. We're right here in the front entranceway. I'm starting to hear some voices coming in. I mean, I think it's going to get a little crazy in here in a couple minutes. I know my one assistant, Vince Romagli, he's down here playing. I saw him when I was driving into the property, so I'm pretty excited about seeing him. But just to set the stage for you, as you enter the main entrance of the club, double doors, and you kick them open, you've got this awesome display of silent auction materials, foursomes at Hollywood, foursomes at Morris County, Baltusrol, all these really, really cool places, trip to Bay Hill. They have all this fantastic stuff to raise money for the New Jersey Golf Foundation, and it's just right here. And then, you know, if you just you look ahead, straight in front of you, there's this guy there talking on the radio, and that's me, the director of fun. So I appreciate Brian hosting me. He's right here. It says director of fun right in front of me, as if when these guys come in, they're not going to know what's going on. But we're gonna have ourselves a really, really good time today. And I'm just so happy that the Pine Barrens crew here in their eighth MGP Cup had a great day for weather. I mean, I know they got started with a little frost delay, but, you know, it's October 19th, and it's getting to that time of year where the clocks, it gets dark quick, and you got to get that golf in the middle of the day. So we're really excited to be here and enjoy this celebration of golf and the New Jersey Golf Foundation and all that's going on here in the world of golf here in Central Jersey down in Jackson. And speaking about the world of golf, a couple things are going on. You know, when we talk about the world of golf, it truly is the world of golf, because the PGA Tour is over in South Korea and the LPGA Tour is over in Shanghai right now. And what's kind of neat about that is that if you can't sleep very well at night and you're not a big Jimmy Fallon fan, you can just turn on live golf, and the best players in the world are teeing it up, as witnessed by the fact that when I look at the ladies playing in Shanghai, and these ladies can flat out play. I love watching them play because they play a game with which I am familiar, as opposed to like Brooks Koepka or Justin Thomas or something like that. Guy hits it 350 yards in the air. But Si-young Kim, she's 10 under after two rounds. Danielle Kang, USA's finest, she's 9 under. And Arya Jutanugarn, she's 9 under. So after 36 holes there, they're having a good tournament. They're over there in Shanghai, China. I watched a little bit of it on replay today on the Golf Channel, and those ladies were definitely hitting it well. For the men's side, and in South Korea, you got Scott Piercy leading the way. He fired a smooth little 65 today, and he's leading the way at 9 under. And that's after 36 holes. And not to be outdone with his own 65 today was the two-time major champion and player of the year, Brooks Koepka. So he's in the mix as well. So we have some really cool golf that's lined up around the world right now, and we have some really cool golf that we're here as a part of today. And I'm very excited because even at Springdale, we got some cool golf coming up this weekend. It's men's closing weekend. We're going to play the annual J.B. Grover, named for one of our forefathers at the club, one of our founding fathers. And we're going to compete in the J.B. Grover tomorrow. I got 60 or so guys lined up to play. And, you know, I couldn't do it. I couldn't have all of this fun in golf without a little help from my friends. So see how I did that, Adrian? I tied that back in there. You know, song of the week, gotta love my Beatles. I was raised on them. My parents were playing Beatles and Stones all the time. So it was only a matter of time before I hit them up and you know, gave them a little shout out just to say, hey, I'm so happy to be where I am and doing what we're doing today with a little help from my friends. Now, talking about golf, and we're getting to the end of the season, and one of the hot buttons of conversation right now in golf is the big changes that are coming in the rules of golf in 2019. And if you're not familiar with this, there's going to be more coming on the internet and from the USGA. But if you are in a position like myself, head golf professional at a club, that you're already being inundated by questions from the members and from the players and from other, you know, I'm on an email string with a bunch of friends of mine, Leadership Club, and those guys were all hitting each other up and saying, you know, what do you think about the new rules of golf? And what I was thinking about is that I wanted to get the audience engaged, and I wanted to get all of you out there in radio land to come back at me this week. You know, you can hit me up on Instagram or you can hit me up on Twitter. It's at KJPGA. And the question that we're trying to develop here for next week's discussion is which one of the new rules of golf do you think will have the biggest effect on the game? And I highlighted a couple here that I think are very, very interesting. And first and foremost is that when you drop the ball under a penalty situation or a relief situation, you used to have to drop it from shoulder height. And now you're going to be able to drop it from knee height. Well, dropping it from your shoulder, the ball had a lot more velocity hitting the ground. It could bounce somewhere. It might go deeper into the rough. If you were in the sand, it might bury in the sand a little bit more. And now you can drop it from knee height. That seems like a pretty radical change. And I wonder if that's the one that my listeners feel like is the rule change that's going to make the biggest difference. Or here's another one. When you were on the putting green before you putted, you were not allowed to fix things like spike marks or imperfections to the green. You could fix a divot that was made by a ball that had approached, but you could not fix anything else that might have been caused by another player. Maybe certainly wasn't your fault. And you have that big spike mark or a tread mark, or you know, one of your buddies is just walking through your line because he doesn't know anything about etiquette, golf etiquette. So you're going to be able to repair those marks and imperfections on the greens. I think that's a pretty big deal because putting is certainly a supremely poor part of the game. Another one, ball in motion deflected by you or your equipment, and it's no longer a penalty. So one of the famous ones, I'm going to go back to the U.S. Open, T.C. Chen, he hit the ball twice. So by equipment, meaning when you chip it, if you were to double hit the ball, that was a penalty shot. Well, moving forward, we're not going to call a penalty on ourselves anymore. There is no penalty for hitting the ball twice. And I like where the USGA's head is at on this, because what's cool about that is that if you hit the ball twice with the head, generally speaking, it's not going closer to the hole. It's not a good situation. And I think that what they're doing is this is like a mercy killing here. They're just saying, you know what, if you're that bad that you hit it twice, or you hit such a bad shot, we don't need to make it a penalty anymore. We're going to be a little bit more forgiving. And I like it. They're loosening up the top button on the blue blazers, and they're letting everybody have some fun with these new rules. Now, here's one last one, and I didn't put it last or first because it's the most important, but I just put it there because it's one that is a significant change, like some of the rest of these. And that is, when your ball is either lost, and I imagine you're hitting a tee shot, you're on this beautiful par 4 over at Springdale. I'm going to call it the third hole, elevated tee. You're looking down clubhouse in the background about 400 yards away, left fairway bunker. Kind of cascades to the left, nice little soft dog leg left, and you blast this ball out there, and you hit it in a place in the rough or in the trees where you can't find it. That ball is now lost. Well, in the past, you had to go back to the tee, and you had to re-tee it, and you were hitting your third shot. So you had a penalty shot for number two, and then you had to go from there, and you had to then hit the tee shot again. You had to go all the way back. Say it was 250 yards or 200 yards, you had to walk back and hit the shot again. Well, the USGA is saying, we're not going to do that anymore. You go to the area where you think you lost it, and they gave you some guidelines on how to figure it out, and then you can drop, and you're going to take two shots. But what will happen is that you won't have to go back those 250 yards, which is I think is a pretty good accommodation. It will also work in case the ball goes out of bounds. So if it finds itself on the other side of a wall or across a street or on the other side of those awful white posts that mark out of bounds, then therefore you can do the same thing, and you're going to go up to that area and you're going to drop, and then you'll be hitting your fourth shot instead of taking two shots for stroke, you know, one for stroke and one for distance. So there's my four right there. There's my four. I want to hear from you on social media. You tell me which one of the four is going to make the biggest difference. Right now, we're heading into break. I'm sure we're going to get a little help from my friends when we come back. We're going to talk to Chris Harold, employee here at Pine Barrens Golf Club. Can't wait to chat with him a little bit about the MGP Cup. And, folks, it's 3:15 here in Princeton, 1:15 for my friends in Dallas, Texas. See you in a few. No, I get by with a little
help from my friends. Get high. Positively impacting lives and communities through the game of golf, with a focus on three core pillars: youth, military, and special needs. The NJGF delivers dynamic programming under the guidance of PGA professionals, so individuals from all backgrounds can experience the game of golf in a welcoming environment. To support the NJGF or learn more about programs and special events, visit njgolffoundation.org. That's njgolffoundation.org.
I would offer you vintage champagne.
We'll be with you all night. And we're bringing two of our friends.
That is sexy.
Jason Smith.
I listen to you guys every night on my way home from work.
And Ben Maller.
The radio host who loves you.
This is where men come.
And a few women.
Jason Smith gets your evening started, and then Ben Maller takes you through the night. It all begins at 11 p.m. on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Here we are. Welcome back to Springdale Golf Live. You listen to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. If you're cruising in the car or you're in the office and you want to stream us on that computer, 920thejersey.com, hit that Listen Live button, and you can listen to us. And I know things sound a little different this week because we are out of the studio. I have been set free. I'm down in central southern New Jersey in Jackson, and I'm at the Pine Barrens Golf Club, and we're here for the 8th MGP Cup, and it's in support of the New Jersey Golf Foundation. And a person that can tell me a lot about the benefits of the New Jersey Golf Foundation is the gentleman sitting to my right now, who I'm about to introduce. His name is Chris Harold. He works here at Pine Barrens Golf Club. And he's been here since 2015. But the cool thing about this gentleman to my right is that he's got a lot of medals. He is a Special Olympian. He's a golfer. He's got two gold medals and a silver medal. Correct? Right, Chris? Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. So, Chris Harold, welcome to Springdale Golf Live. It's a pleasure to have you here today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Ed, and it's great to be here. Thank you.
Oh. It's our pleasure to have you here, and you know, today is just a fantastic day, and we're all here in support of the New Jersey Golf Foundation, which obviously is a good friend of yours. But first and foremost, before we get into all the good things that they do, why don't you tell me a little bit about how you got involved in golf?
Sure.
What were some of your first experiences in golf?
I mean, my first experiences was golf was with my father.
Okay. And where did you play?
I think I got started at Bel Air.
Okay.
My father knows that golf got part of Special Olympics that year, and he wanted to share the game with me.
Okay. Do you remember what year that was that you got started?
I think it was 2008.
2008. Okay.
And then we started our own team the next year.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. You know, I know by the time you reached 2010, you were already a USA Special Olympian gold medalist. So obviously you took to the game very well. You know, as part of, you know, you are, again, a four-time medalist in the Special Olympics, and this is an extremely impressive record. You know, for our listeners, right, when you're playing tournament golf, can you give them a couple secrets of how you play so well?
I mean, it's mostly just tolerance. Once you're out there playing it, as long as you can get into a sense of focus, the day is great. And no matter how well you do, however bad you do, you always feel like you're accomplishing something.
Well, you know what? I hope that our listeners, of which there's thousands of, take to that message, because I like what you said about having tolerance for the moment, but I also like thinking that you're also dealing with the result there, which is whether it's good or bad, you have to accept it. And I think a lot of times golfers don't have a lot of tolerance for the result that they create, and they put a lot of pressure or anxiety on themselves. So it seems I like that message of how you are preparing for tournament play or when you're in the tournament, that when you're in that moment, you're able to control yourself, you know. And, you know, folks, we're talking to Chris Harold here. He's a Special Olympian, gold medalist, and an employee at Pine Barrens Golf Club who's hosting the 8th MGP Cup today. So, Chris, you have chosen a career. You now work here, right? Mm-hmm. You've chosen a career in the golf industry. Can you tell me a little bit how you became interested in this career path?
I mean, since my dad introduced me to the game, golf has been such a huge part of my life. I became a global ambassador with Special Olympics, and every time that I needed to speak about the organization, I was always at, it was always at a golf event, and whenever I trained for golf, it was always with PGA professionals.
All right, but, you know, you're working here at Pine Barrens, and, you know, I know that the New Jersey Golf Foundation worked with you to get the job here, right, as a benefit. to all the good that you've done in conjunction with them as a Special Olympian. And I know that just recently you were elected to their Congress, who speaks to Special Olympic athletes, right?
Yes.
That just happened. Could you tell me about one of those experiences? I know I was reading about one where you spoke to 400 athletes at once. You know, what was that moment like? Pretty cool.
400 athletes. I'm not sure what that one is.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I read about it online, and they had a really nice description of the whole scene and you being a very positive influence on all the rest of the athletes because you had so much success in the golf arena. The New Jersey Golf Foundation has been a really positive influence on you. Could you give me a couple stories about you with the New Jersey Golf Foundation we can share with our listeners? Because today is their day here down at Pine Barrens.
Yeah, sure. It was actually the first time I was at their clam bake for the year. Around the end of the year, they always get together at one of these golf courses. They donate large sums of money to the special needs or to veterans or the like. And I was there to accept it for Special Olympics, and okay. They wanted me to talk to everyone. And Chris Hunt was the speaker before me, and everyone's eating, they're joking around. And then when I got there, everyone, after a few minutes, put down their forks. They looked at me and listened, and that impressed Chris. And from then on, he's been a real huge part of my career. He's been a great friend to Special Olympics, and God bless him.
So Chris Hunt, who Chris Harold speaking about there, is the executive director of the New Jersey Golf Foundation. He runs all these programs, and he's busy running around at the event today. I don't know if we'll catch up with him later, but he's got a lot going on. And I know he's been such a huge positive influence on you and your life. But speaking of positive influences or role models, right, could you give me an idea? Who's a favorite golfer of yours you like to follow?
I mean, I just like the game. I don't really follow anyone.
No one in particular?
Nope. Big
Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, any of those guys?
I mean, when I was a little kid before I got into golf, I followed Tiger a little bit. But after a point, I don't really follow sports that much. I really only focused in the game if I'm in the game or if I'm watching golf or sometimes basketball.
Okay. All right. Well, and folks, we're on with Chris Harold here, who's an employee at Pine Barrens, and he's here helping us with the 8th MGP Cup. He's also a Special Olympian gold medalist, and he works here at the club. And today they're having a huge event, a big pro member in support of the New Jersey Golf Foundation. Now, the MGP Cup is today. You know, what do you think is the most special part about this event today?
Well, for the club itself, it's the biggest event that we have in the fall. And it's also a time where I get to see some of the pros that have helped me along the way. Like Bill Britton, he helped me train up for the 2018 games, a bit for the 2014 games. And I think Marty Strumpf used to come here, but he passed away earlier this year.
He did, yes. I remember what he did. It was a sad moment. But the pros are starting to march in as we speak. I bet you we'll see Billy Britton in a couple minutes. I saw him on the players list today. What was it like spending time with Billy Britton?
I mean, it was nice. I haven't seen him for like a couple months. It was great to stand and chat for a while.
All right. Well, did you see him this morning?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
And I introduced him with my coworkers outside. Mike Hurley, he's my direct boss, and Tom and James.
Okay. All right. And Brian's your boss as well. And we're going to talk to Brian DeMarco, our host professional, in just a little bit. Now we're really starting to get some activity here in the clubhouse as the guys are coming in, players are coming in. You know, I was looking through your resume and your background, and I noticed that you were studying some architecture when you were in school. So I'm going to ask you a question. If you were to design a golf course, how would you design it that it would help grow the game or make golf maybe a little bit easier, a little bit more fun? What do you think about that?
Well, first off, my focus was construction, not really landscaping.
Okay. All right.
And off of personal experience, I don't really think that designing a course a certain way is going to make things any more accessible, really, or grow the game. I think that's more up to, at least my father thinks that's more up to the cost of everything and just everyone's attitude concerning the game.
Well, what would your message be to our listeners in order to make their attitude more positive about growing the game of golf?
I mean, you don't have to be special for this. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to you don't need to be older to get into golf. Golf is something for all ages. It can be difficult. It's absolutely a difficult game, but it's a rewarding game once you get it under your belt.
What do you feel are some of the rewards that you've received from playing golf?
Confidence, for one thing.
Confidence. Well, hey, you know, you go from being just getting into the game, and then you're going to the Special Olympics, you're on the national team, you're winning gold medals, and now you're on Springdale Golf Live. I mean, what could be better than this? What a reward, huh?
Yep.
You having fun today here with the event?
Yeah, I am.
And you know, it's been a pleasure to have you on the line and talk to you. Do you have any tournaments coming up that you're going to play in?
Yeah, on the 27th, I'm going to be playing in the fall games.
Okay.
Up at Mountain View, I believe.
Okay, Mountain View, which is in Mercer County.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So you're going to be playing in the fall games up there. Is there a website, Special Olympics, that we can follow and get your scores and see how you did?
Not that I can remember, but I know that there is one.
Okay. So, well, we'll look it up, and I'll post it through Twitter, and we'll make sure that on the 27th when you're playing that I'll advertise how you did that day, and we'll keep an eye on you. Chris, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you here today.
All right.
I thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you had some fun. And,
I
hope you continue to follow the game of golf and you continue to be a great influence on all these Special Olympic athletes and you keep working with the New Jersey Golf Foundation. Thank you so much for being here.
Nope, thank you.
All right. Well, folks, that right there was Chris Harrold, Special Olympian, couple-time gold medalist back in 2010, 2014. He just did a tremendous job there on the mic talking to us. There's a lot going on here now, folks. We've got people all around us. The pros are coming in. There's a lot of activity here. And as you can see, is that this is just a really, really special day that we have lined up here at Pine Barrens for the 8th MGP Cup. We have so many good friends here that are coming in right now, and like I said, we're right here in the entranceway, and everyone's grabbing some lunch, the drinks are starting to flow, and I can see my next guest is coming up, and everybody's pretty fired up about what we're trying to do here today to promote the New Jersey Golf Foundation. So it sounds to me like we're about that time. It's 3:30 here at Pine Barrens down in Jackson, New Jersey. You know what? I couldn't do this without a little help from my friends. Adrian, take us away, and we'll see you in a couple minutes.
The New Jersey Golf Foundation, the charitable arm of the NJPGA section, is committed to positively impacting lives and communities through the game of golf, with a focus on three core pillars: youth, military, and special needs. The NJGF delivers dynamic programming under the guidance of PGA professionals, so individuals from all backgrounds can experience the game of golf in a welcoming environment. To support the NJGF or learn more about programs and special events, visit njgolffoundation.org. That's njgolffoundation.org.
It's Clay Travis of OutKickTheCoverage.com. I'm sure you already have a morning routine. Mine used to involve feeding children and changing diapers, but in an unfortunate twist for my wife,
ain't nobody got time for that.
I no longer have time for that.
I hate you.
OutKick the Coverage has come to your radio every weekday morning, whether you want it or not.
Weekday morning, 6 a.m.
So join us when you wake up.
This is 920 The Jersey.
There they are, the Fab Four from Liverpool. Welcome back to Springdale Golf Live. You're listening to Fox Sports 920 of the Jersey. Hey, folks, if you're just running around and you're on a smartphone or you're at your computer, you know what? Hit 920thejersey.com. Hit that Listen Live button because right now I've got an extremely entertaining and great friend of mine here, and he played today. He's one of the professionals in the event. His name's Andy Brock. He's the head pro at Metuchen Golf and Country Club. And believe it or not, he's the 2014 New Jersey PGA Golf Professional of the Year. Someone who I look up to tremendously. I'm going to tell some stories about that in a minute. But for right now, Andy Brock, welcome to the show. So happy to have you here.
Great to be here, Keith.
So how was the golf course today?
Golf course was in outstanding condition, considering the fact that it rains basically every day here in New Jersey at this point. So Pine Barrens did a great job preparing the course for us. It was a true pleasure to play.
Well, you know, Andy's a fantastic player, everybody. He played his college golf back in the late 80s for the Richmond Spiders.
That is correct.
And, you know, the only Division I team with the nickname of the Spiders. Love that one. I had some relatives that went there, and always a common bond with Andy. And a quick story about me was that I grew up working at Metuchen Golf and Country Club for Andy's predecessor. So that's I've known him for years and years and years, and it's so happy to have him here. And one of the reasons that we have Andy on today, and we're all here in support of the 8th MGP Cup, is the New Jersey Golf Foundation. Now, Andy's been – he was on the board for the board of directors and volunteered for the New Jersey PGA for years, over a decade. In fact, he was president in 2013 and 2014. And as a longtime member of the New Jersey PGA, you have seen – the New Jersey Golf Foundation grow from basically its inception. So could you give us a brief history for the listeners about where it all came from?
Well, that's very true, Keith. Thank you. Well, the foundation was founded by Ted O'Rourke, Russ Helwig, and some of the board members, Pete Famiano. Back in 2004, we began our foundation. Of course, our former executive director, Scott Kamik, was instrumental in getting us started. And I believe their experiences at the national meetings with the PGA led them to imitate the foundation that was founded by the North Texas section, which is probably the most successful foundation in the whole entire country. So they took the formula that the North Texas section put together and ran with it, and I think we're doing just as well, if not better, at this point.
I think we're doing pretty darn good. I know when we were on the board together, we won the national award for the section in 2012, called the Herb Graffis Award, which I thought was pretty cool. You know, at that time, you were on the executive board of the New Jersey PGA, and, you know, I was just a regular board of director. And good to see you, Kevin. And, you know, it was, you know, the New Jersey Golf Foundation was just blowing up everywhere, and all the programs that Chris Hunt and his team were running. What are some of your favorite programs that the New Jersey Golf Foundation runs year in and year out?
Well, you know, it's about positively affecting lives through the communities of the game of golf. Any program that we run that introduces people to the game of golf is great by me. I'm not sure if I truly have a favorite, but just getting clubs into the hands of new golfers is beneficial not only to me, but to the entire game of golf. Golf in schools probably has a special place in my heart, but it's great to see young people starting out the game, but anybody that begins the game, starts the game, learns it, understands how great it is, and the New Jersey Golf Foundation certainly does that.
Folks, we're on here with Andy Brock, and Andy is also a board of director for the New Jersey Golf Foundation. I know you guys had a board meeting this week. Any insights as to what something maybe new is that the New Jersey Golf Foundation might be up to in 2019?
Well, we had, you know, much like the whole entire state, we had a kind of a difficult, challenging year because it rained basically on everybody's event, especially the Foundation Pro-Am at Baltusrol. We're playing next week, though, on the 29th, and I look forward to playing with Andy Vitale, member of Metuchen Golf and Country Club, and the other players that we were supposed to play in August. But an insight, you know, the New Jersey Golf Foundation is going to continue to grow. We're going to continue to introduce people to the game of golf. We're looking to take that next step and really take people from the classroom to the golf course. So let's see if we can't do that in 2019.
You know, so the New Jersey Golf Foundation is this fantastic institution, right? And folks, we're on here with Andy Brock, the 2011 New Jersey PGA Head Pro Championship winner. I remember that one, Crestmont, right?
Yeah, Crestmont, yeah, yeah, played awfully well that day. That was a good fun.
You did.
I beat some guy named Frank Esposito. I saw him over here.
Frank Esposito's
Frank
here
Esposito,
today?
Yeah.
Playing for money?
Frank
no
plays
way.
For money,
really?
Believe it or not.
Interesting.
He doesn't really like it that much, but he likes the money. I'm not sure.
Fair enough. Fair enough. You know, if only he were listening.
Yeah, he's yeah, exactly.
So, you know, how can the, there's a couple thousand people listening right now, and when the podcast goes out, a bunch of more people are going to be listening. How can people find out more information about the New Jersey Golf Foundation, and how can our listeners support them?
Well, of course, you can always go to the foundation website. If you check NJ Golf Foundation, I'm sure in the Google search it'll come up.
Okay.
You know, you can support your local school district by trying to get them to run a golf in schools program. You can go to New Jersey PGA and find out exactly the type of programs that New Jersey Golf Foundation runs. Or, you know, you can specifically introduce your kids to the game of golf. That's a great way to help support the New Jersey Golf Foundation and what we're trying to do. You know, we're trying to solidify the game here in the state of New Jersey to make sure that all of us will have a beneficial career and have successful careers and make sure that the game of golf continues to flourish.
Awesome. You know, those... little perks of wisdom there, get people involved. I know that just the Golf in Schools program alone, when it crossed, we were on the board together, when it crossed, over 100,000 kids were being impacted by that program and all that Chris Hunt was doing and Greg Zachowicz and going into schools. And, you know, I know you're up there in the Edison area, and Edison as a township is one of the biggest supporters of,
yes,
of the New Jersey Golf Foundation Golf in Schools program. And so we're going to shift gears for a second here, because you did play in the event, and I'm curious, how'd you play today?
Well, you know, you may want to ask my amateur partners. My game was a little scratchy, of course. It's tough to practice in the monsoon every day, so I haven't had a lot of time playing and practicing this year. You know, I manage my way on the golf course. I'm very intense when I'm out there. It's tough to turn off the competitive juices. I shot a smooth 74, which you know, is like about a 3 handicap. So, you know, I didn't play too bad, but I have was 4 over through 9 holes. So
all
I
right.
played 2 under the last 9. So, you know, not too bad.
There you go.
It's hard. It's hard, Keith, you know, to turn off those crazy competitive juices when you really want to play.
Well, I know. I mean, you and I have known each other for a long time. You've been the head pro at Metuchen since 2001. During all my Rhode Island years, I'd come down and visit my folks, and I'd see you, and you were such a great mentor to me, all those different visits that I had there to the club, and you're such a good player. How many times have you played in this event, this year, 8th MGP Cup, do you think?
I would say that I definitely missed the last 2 years, so I probably have played 5 of the 8 years. I don't think I played all of them in a row, but probably 5 out of the 8. It's such a fantastic event, and it's great to... the members here at Pine Barrens and the staff and Brian DeMarco, the head professional, and all his guys and all the members really truly, truly support us and treat us to a wonderful day. Here's Rich Warnke right here. I played with him today. Rich, don't say anything about what I did today. So, you know, thank you. Appreciate that. He's running. But Rich actually plays a lot of golf at Metuchen. He comes up and plays 5-6 times a year, and he's a good friend. So we had a good time. You know, so I really enjoy coming down here and being with the members of Pine Barrens and playing here and know that they're doing a wonderful thing helping us support the New Jersey Golf Foundation here. And this is, I know that we're going to go over a very big number here this year, probably more than $50,000 worth of support over the time here. So we can't be thankful enough to everybody here at Pine Barrens.
Well, I was talking to my good friends at Signs by the Sea, Kathy and Mike Yevchek, who started this back in 2011, and I was trying to get some history about the whole event, going back to that year. And in the first year, they raised $10,000 for
right.
the New Jersey Golf Foundation. And the idea that in 8 years that you all are going to do $50,000 in one day is pretty much unbelievable. I mean, it's a true testament to – how the New Jersey PGA Board has gotten together with the New Jersey Golf Foundation, and we've really driven them to kind of grow the game and be the ambassadors to the game throughout the whole state of New Jersey. And I think that's a really cool thing. And I think it's a pretty special day. I mean, I know you were saying that the competitive juices were flowing for you, right? But as everyone comes in here and they see what we're doing and they see how we're trying to promote the New Jersey Golf Foundation, the game of golf, you know, all that's going on here today, all the good. Chris Harold was just on, Special Olympian. You know, everyone's all smiles. They're having a good time. Here's my neighbor, Paul Pondle, walking by. He's all smiles all the time. And, you know, all the guys, they got the competitive juices out of their system, I guess, and they're having a good time now. And I think it's a true testament to what you said this whole event is about, which is cool, yeah. You know. And 74 today, does that get it done? I don't know. We're going to have to we're gonna talk to Brian DeMarco in the next segment. Andy's shrugging his head. He says, no.
No way.
You know, but he did get a free lunch. And thanks to the sponsors from Vineyard Vines, he got himself a vest. So,
yeah. Thank you.
Looked like a pretty nice piece there, you know.
Yeah.
Corey Crellin, you know, supporting things down here for Brian DeMarco and what's going on with the 8th MGP Cup is pretty cool. There's no doubt about that. What is your fondest memory of, as we close up here before break, what is your fondest memory of something you've been involved in with the New Jersey Golf Foundation?
The foundation itself?
Yeah.
You know, there's so many things that come to mind. In all honesty, really being involved in the free lesson program
what did you do at the Barclays?
No. We do it every year. We do the New Jersey Golf Coast Show, right?
Oh, the North Coast Show.
The North Coast Show, exactly.
In February, yeah.
And because, you know, generally you get people that really don't play golf, and you get to put your hands on them and really get them moving towards playing the game of golf. Mm-hmm. You know, true beginners mostly. And not anything where you're going to be, you know, you're not looking for anything except that you're going to get that that response. That feeling you're helping somebody along with their golf life and getting them going, maybe getting them interested in playing the game. You know, really, really getting to somebody that you haven't ever seen before play, and you're hoping to get them out and have them enjoy themselves.
All right, well,
with a game of golf, yeah.
I know, you know, I think that's a really nice sentiment, and you know, I would agree with you. Going up there, giving the free 10-minute lessons at the North Coast Golf Show in Somerville there in February is a great growth of the game initiative that we do. As a section that the New Jersey Golf Foundation supports. One last thing. You know, you spent over a decade on the board. You're now a past president of the New Jersey PGA. There's a number of young New Jersey PGA professionals that listen to Springdale Golf Live. What would your message to them be about the New Jersey Golf Foundation? What can you tell them that hopefully they'll receive, you know, just one-tenth of the amount of rewards that you have from such a great organization?
You know, learn about every last thing that the foundation does, whether it be helping our military, helping those with special needs, introducing people that are disadvantaged to the game of golf. You're going to get rewarded for really delivering a message to somebody that you can really accomplish anything, and the game of golf is certainly... as I like to go, the most honorable game, and it teaches you valuable lessons throughout your life. And just don't take it for granted that somebody that may be from an area you're not familiar with isn't going to take to the game and really believe it's the best game that's ever been invented, which, of course, it is.
It is, of course.
Yeah, so.
All right, one last question for you. It's Thanksgiving. It's the day after Thanksgiving. You're hanging out, right? Probably in the golf shop. It'll be one of those like 65-degree days where we're left there by ourselves and, you know, 80 players come out. Tiger and Phil come on. Who do you got, Tiger or Phil? Wow, that was a very, very deep in thought.
Yeah, I mean, Phil.
Inhale, exhale.
Phil is crazy, crazy talented, but I think his physical situation, the challenges that he has with arthritis, is catching up with him. I got Tiger. I think Tiger's going to have a special year again next year. And to me, if he wins one, if he gets one major under his belt next year, he'll probably he'll probably chase Jack's record down. But he's got to get that one first. You know how he is. He's a supremely confident person. If he plays great at Augusta and he happens to put on another green jacket, I think the sky's really the limit. So,
well, one thing's for sure, the first three majors, he's won a major there. Yeah. Masters, Bethpage, and Pebble Beach. So he's on my radar as well. He'll be in my office pools. There's no doubt about it. I think and everywhere else, DraftKings, we got Tiger Woods going. Well, Andy Brock, we've been friends for a really, really long time. I'm so happy we got to spend the time here together today at the 8th MGP Cup, sponsored by helping out the New Jersey Golf Foundation. Go have fun at the party. We're going to head out to break, folks. It's Springdale Golf Live, Fox Sports 920, The Jersey. Adrian, with a little help from my friends, why don't you take me out to break? I love me some Beatles.
Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by.
The New Jersey Golf Foundation, the charitable arm of the NJPGA section, is committed to positively impacting lives and communities through the game of golf, with a focus on three core pillars: youth, military, and special needs. The NJGF delivers dynamic programming under the guidance of PGA professionals, so individuals from all backgrounds can experience the game of golf in a welcoming environment. To support the NJGF or learn more about programs and special events, visit njgolffoundation.org. That's njgolffoundation.org.
Grab a seat at the tables each week with House of Cards. Former Yankee beat writer and author of Dueling with Kings, Daniel Barbarisi.
I was a baseball writer, and how do guys should be so good at this daily fantasy sports baseball thing? And that's where I was very, very wrong about it.
Scott Ian from Anthrax.
I found a lot of similarities between playing poker and playing guitar.
Director of The House, starring Will Ferrell, Andrew J. Cohen.
You just write a script, and then you make a movie, and it sort of takes care of that anxiety.
House of Cards, Mondays at 7 p.m. on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
There it is. I can hear the Beatles again coming in. You know, this couldn't be such a great day without a little help from my friends. And that's why we chose it as the song of the week. You know, I love me some good rock and roll, and is there any better rock and roll than the Beatles? Well, folks, welcome back to Springdale Golf Live. You're listening to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. If you're around somewhere and you have one of those things called a smartphone, why don't you just go to 920thejersey.com, hit the Listen Live button, and just stop what you're doing. And put us on, because we are having just an epic day here, a blockbuster day on Springdale Golf Live. We've traveled all the way down to Jackson, New Jersey, to the Pine Barrens Golf Club, really special place down here in the middle of the state. I just saw the Jersey Devil walking by. It's a real thing. And we're here for the 8th MGP Cup, and that is a pro member event that was started back in 2011 here at Pine Barrens. Unbelievable support from the membership and an unbelievable job of leadership done by the gentleman to my right here. His name is Brian DeMarco, and he's the head professional at Pine Barrens. Brian, Springdale Golf Live, welcome.
Good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
Thanks for having me.
You know, so what's today been like?
It's been an awesome day so far. The weather's cooperated. Got a little bit of wind the past couple days. Dried the course out. Course conditions are good. Hearing some good things from the guys as they come in off the course.
Do you have an early leaderboard look? Do you know what's leading right now?
Right now in the professional division, a score of 2-under. Nothing crazy. 2-under's leading.
2-under.
That's what I know.
All right. Well, it was a little cool out there to start the day. And, you know, all the golf courses in New Jersey right now, they're playing long and they're playing a little slow because of all the rain. But who's leading at 2-under?
That would be Vince Romagli, somebody you know.
No way!
Yep.
Oh, we got to get him on in a minute. Somebody's got to go find me, Vince.
I don't know how the score's holding up, but so far that's the lowest.
My assistant professional. Well, while he's a leader in the clubhouse, we got to get him over here. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know, this is the 8th MGP Cup, and, you know, you've been here as the head golf professional since 2014 when you came over from Deal. And can you give us a little background on this event as the host professional?
It's just been it's been like kind of our closing end of the season, big finale event. All the members look forward to it every year. It's my fifth year running the event. Originally, as you stated, gave a little background earlier, Mike Yevchek, the former professional. He's the one that started the ball rolling with us, and we're just trying to keep the tradition alive, keep things going.
Well, you guys are doing a tremendous job. I mean, everyone that's in here today, there is such a positive vibe, and you know, you can kind of hear it in the background of what we're doing, and you can hear the clinking glasses, and people are eating, and they're having a good time. And, you know, I think that's a true testament to what the membership is all about here at Pine Barrens. So it seemed to me like they really rally behind this event, and they have for years. Mm-hmm. You know, could you give me a little insight about what they've been up to make this such a special event for the professionals?
Yeah, I mean, basically, so they're asking every year when this event is, even before we put the schedule out. And I try to put a schedule together by the end of the year, looking forward to the following season. But I always wait for this event to see what the New Jersey PGA schedule is, just so I'm not conflicting with anything. And ended up we had a little bit of a conflict today. But we kind of wait a little bit, and I've got guys calling up literally, you know, as soon as we start the season, March 1st. Hey, sign me up for the MGP Cup. And it's like, okay, I don't even know when it is yet, and they don't care. They'll, you know, they're adjusting their schedules to it. They get behind the event. It's, you know, evidenced by how many players we have today.
Well, I mean, the number of golf professionals that are coming in from the Philly PGA and mm-hmm. from the New Jersey PGA, again, it's just such a – well, first of all, I mean, you and I both know, and we're big supporters of the New Jersey Golf Foundation, mm-hmm. is that it takes, you know, an organization like that to kind of rally behind. And I think that's one of the things that also I feel from the membership is, you know, they're donating to the event, and they're asking you early on in the season, what can we do? What can we do in the eighth? What can we do in the ninth one? Is there anything in particular you've done this year to make this eighth edition more special than the seven prior?
Sure, we brought you out.
Come on now.
Now we just, you know, we keep trying to, you know, make the auction a little bit bigger each year, getting some more corporate sponsorship. We've got this year Golf Pride got behind us pretty big with some corporate sponsorship. So, you know, just little things like that, and it just keeps building and building. And we got a good product. We're just, you know, just keeping the ball rolling with it.
So. I think so. And again, you know, I set the scene earlier, but right in front of us, we're right here in the center of the clubhouse where everyone walks in and they can see us. You know, Fox Sports 920, the Jersey, we're putting on a good show today, Springdale Golf Live. But right in front of us are these two immense tables with tons and tons of silent auction items. And I know I was looking down the list before, and there's some great golf courses there. You've got Glen Ridge, Morris County, Hollywood. You know, I saw our good friend would donate a foursome. He was so nice from Jason Lamp down there at Galloway. You can go down to Galloway, maybe a night at the Borgata or something, and then, you know, you could play Galloway the next day.
Exactly.
Nice of him, you know, to donate a foursome for sure. You know, for as far as the field today, right, can you give me a little background on how what kind of caliber player is coming out for this? I know that the guys are calling you in March, but it seems to me I've seen Bill Britton, I've seen Frank Esposito, of course Vince Romagli's here.
I mean, you saw a lot of big names, from the New Jersey PGA, from the Philly PGA, Dave Quinn, big player in the Philly PGA.
Yeah.
Pat Buckus, another good player. He's the head pro at Tavistock. You know, there's a lot of good name players, and quite honestly, every single golf pro that's here is a quality individual, and that's the biggest thing.
Yeah,
members enjoy playing with them, and they have a memorable time. So
I definitely sense that all the pros here are certainly stand-up guys, and mm-hmm. they do a tremendous job. I think Alex Beach was here, two-time section champion.
Yep.
You know, just
past winner of this event.
Past winner mm-hmm. of this event. There you go. Well, I'm still rooting for my man Vince. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see if it holds up.
See if the wolf pulls it out today. If it does, we might have to have an extra 15-minute segment, you know, and interview him. But you know, as far as, you know, stories from the golf course, from your members over the years, you know, hole-in-ones or whatever. What are kind of the moments that this event has really created for the membership that people have talked about in lore, at least in your 5 years that you've been here?
A lot of them don't really identify specific shots, but a lot of them identify pros that they played with and memories that they made with them, just the round of golf. Today, there were a couple significant shots individually that stand out. I was getting texts and picture messages from one of our members hold out a shot on four for an eagle.
Oh, wow.
Alex Beach actually hold out for an eagle on, I think, 15 today. So, you know, there's some individual shots, but most of the time it's just people with the relationships that they build, the time that they have with the pros, they're enjoying it.
And the camaraderie of the
event.
Exactly, you know, I really think that I wish golf had the time and the resources that you guys are putting forth to have more events like this. I mean, I look at the booklet that you all put together is beautiful, and the team here with Rudy and Barbara and all that they're doing, and the amount of sponsors that are behind this thing. I mean, it truly is. I mean, it really takes me back a little bit, you know, and I love to get involved as much as the next guy, and you know, but wow, I am beyond impressed about the whole scene that's going on here today, and really taking it all in here for the 8th MGP Cup. You know, hopefully by the time we get done today, I can get you to sign a piece of paper that we'll be back for the 9th, you know, and we'll do another live broadcast.
Because, we'd love to have you.
You know, this is just so much fun with the crew here. And, you know, and it benefits the New Jersey Golf Foundation. And, you know, I feel strongly about those guys. They're a primary sponsor of our show. What does the New Jersey Golf Foundation mean to you?
Oh, gosh, it means a lot of things. You know, you talked to Chris Harold earlier, and Chris has been such a huge component of our operation here. He's a great part of our staff. We love him. But the foundation itself, we just, you know, we love supporting it. We love having this event and just, you know, continuing everything to continue and support the New Jersey Golf Foundation. It's just, it's a great entity. I know it's, you know, I know in nationally with all the other PGA sections, the New Jersey Foundation is kind of like an example of what to do for each section's foundation. And, you know, it's because of events like this and many of the other ones that are in the section that we do that support this that make the foundation what it is.
Yeah, you know, the foundation is definitely sets the standard mm-hmm. nationally. Mm-hmm. We've won the national award for being the best section in 2012 and 2015, which is, you know, when you start to talk about our section in New Jersey, it's really only about half the state. It's from about you and me north.
Yeah.
And it only has 400 members, but we've won the national award for the best section twice in the last, 6 years?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's a pretty cool thing. And I know that, you know, your dad is now a life member of the PGA, mm-hmm. right? I'm sure that's something that he'd be tremendously proud of, that you're involved with something like this, and we're winning the Herb Graffs Award, and it's just a really cool thing. And, folks, we're here talking to Brian DeMarco. He's the head pro at Pine Barrens, has been since 2014. And so what are you doing here at Pine Barrens to grow the game in kind of a New Jersey Golf Foundation sort of mindset?
Oh, boy. Well, we're doing – well, one of the things, you know, once again, going back, you know, we're giving individuals like Chris a perfect opportunity to work here with us and supporting him with what he's doing. And we're doing a lot of teaching, a lot of instructional programs, things of that nature. But you know, and then of course this event here supports the foundation a lot. So it's the end of our year wrap up, big kind of, you know, end of season boost for the foundation. So it's good.
How much money today? Brock said maybe north of 50,000. Is that a kind of a close number? You think it'd be more than that?
No, it's probably not going to. I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, I tell you, you know, one more question I got to ask you before we get going here at the end of the show is that it seems like you have your membership really, really focused on growing the game. And, you know, maybe do you have a best practice or two? Like I mentioned to Andy, you know, some advice for young pros. I have a ton of young pros that listen to the podcast or they listen to us live. They stream it there in the shop. And what kind of advice would you pass on as the golf ambassador here that has a membership that's so much behind growing the game and behind the New Jersey Golf Foundation?
You just have to, you've got to basically, you know, handle every individual as their own. Just, you know, keep plugging along and handle each individual member and whatever they need, just keep catering to their needs and whatever, you know, whatever it is, you just keep doing whatever it is. And that's how it separates the good pros from bad.
Well, I tell you what, you know, you couldn't have closed that better because Brian DeMarco, you are certainly one of the great pros. You are a great PGA professional.
As are you.
I know your family would be very, very proud of you, longtime PGA member, your dad. And I know they were very proud in 2014 when you became the golf leader here. And you do your job with tremendous aplomb. I can't thank you enough for having Springdale Golf Live here today. And I can't thank enough for, you know, for you coming on and, you know, inspiring my listeners with a little of what you guys do down here, which is just, I'm telling you, this place is about to erupt. This place looks like it's having so much fun. And if Vince Romagli wins this event today, I'm never going to hear the end of it. I'm going to have to open up two doors in the front to get his head inside the shop.
I'm going to go check and see if his score's still holding up, but we'll see.
All right, so. Well, why don't you do that? And Brian DeMarco, it was great having you on Springdale Golf Live. Thanks so much for being here.
All righty.
All right, folks. Well, it's been one heck of a day here live from the 8th MGP Cup. You know, the Pine Barrens Golf Club, the membership here, you can hear them all in the background. They're having a great time. I just, you know, just being here and the vibe that you get, the atmosphere, everybody here is about the game of golf. There's no judging. There's just everyone's here having fun. And, you know, it couldn't be a better place for the director of fun to be today from Springdale. I know that some of the things that I've seen here today I'm going to bring back to my club, and we're going to have even more fun supporting the New Jersey Golf Foundation, our primary sponsor. We can't thank those guys enough for all that they do. You know, and speaking of those thank yous, there's a number of people that are running around here today. Certainly I want to thank the Pine Barrens team again. I've got Rudy Verga, and he's the director of operations here. I've got Barbara Isolo. She's the general manager. Kevin Reese, the superintendent. Of course, Brian DeMarco, the head golf professional. Here we go. I just got handed to me. I feel like I'm at the Oscars. A piece of paper was handed to me. And the winner of today's 8th MGP Cup was none other than Springdale's finest, Mr. Vince Romagli. Vince, congratulations. He's walking around, and you know, many of you who know Vince know he doesn't smile a lot, but he's smiling right now. And you know what? I bet he couldn't have got by today without a little help from his friends. So thank you to everyone that's listening. Thanks to Tony Henry, my tech man on the board today. Thanks to the Springdale Board of Governors, to Troon, and most importantly, our listeners. You know, folks, I'm heading to Springdale. But where are you headed? We'll let the tower be your guide. And from Pine Barrens to Princeton, and of course, everywhere online, may you all have a Springdale day.